by singing number 35 in the books. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise God. As we sing, our campers will come. Let's stand together on this first song. Number 35. We pray that everything said and done will be for your honor and for your glory, Lord. Oh, bless the young people as they minister to us in these presentations. Lord, bless every song that's sung.
Amen. Yes.
Oh, God, help us to sing it right to you with all our hearts.
Amen.
And let each song speak to us, Lord, those things that are needful for us to get hold of. Oh, we praise you this morning, Lord. Thank you for all that you've been doing and all that you have yet to do. Jesus, we can't thank you enough. And Lord, we ask that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will be upon this gathering, and that we'll just forget about ourselves, that we'll just get our eyes on Jesus. And Lord, that you'll help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, Jesus, we thank you from the youngest one to the oldest of us. Oh, let Jesus be glorified in our lives. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. So nice to see you all. We've been hearing good things about what God is doing in the cottage. He's been blessing you down there? Yes. Someone say yes.
Yes.
All right. And how about the village?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. He's been helping us also, especially near to us in these days. And we're so glad for that. That's what Pilgrim Camp is all about. It's about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You can't take the mountain stone with you or the trees. Maybe a few pebbles. You might be allowed. I don't know. But you can take Jesus home with you.
Amen.
And you'll find that when you go back home, he's right there with you. He's going to continue to bless you and help you to seek him. And he's got wonderful things in store for you. He can't do it all right here at camp, so he's saving some for when you get back home.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a chorus. I think everyone knows it. Most everyone. Let's see. Let's find a good key. We have come into this house. books. Well, if not, write it down. That's when one side sings, and then the other side sings. Right? When they came into the promised land, they did that. They got on Mount Ebal. Some got on Mount Gerizim. And some recited some things here, and some recited some things there. I think I had the right word. I'll look it up, and next year we'll correct it. So I want this side to sing such love, and this side to sing such wondrous love. Okay? And then we'll do it again. And then you can decide where you're at in the middle. Okay? Let's try it. Let's practice it, and then we'll sing that chorus. We'll sing the last verse, and then we'll sing it again that way. Okay?
Such love.
Full Gospel Chapel. Canarsie's in Brooklyn, if you didn't know. And when I was a little boy, my mother said, if you don't behave, I'm going to throw you from here to Canarsie. Now I'm the pastor of the Canarsie Full Gospel Chapel. What does that tell you? And my claim to fame is that I'm Bethany Friedman's father. Praise God.
Amen.
And we're so happy to be here. So let's hear from our cottagers. I love to hear them sing and recite. And I know that they've been working hard. And that Jesus will bless them as they bless us. This is Saloma. Will you please come and speak?